light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat salam 1,000 times upon me in a day will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulallah marhaba 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 khushamdeed. Welcome once again to another episode in the series, The Light of Guidance. You are watching Madani Channel and we are broadcasting this episode all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa. Alhamdulillah. Today in this series, we have our special guest with us as well, Mulana Asim Madani Sahab, who is familiar and you all are familiar to him. He has been with us in the past in many episodes and a familiar face on Madani Channel as well. Mulana Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Mulana Sahab? How is your health?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Grace of Allah, azza wa jal. I'm very well.
MashaAllah. Mulana Sahab is with us today, and inshallah, our focal point of discussion today will be evolving around awrad and wazaif, which is invocations. And what are the invocations? What is the proof of reciting, the evidence of reciting the invocations? Does the Quran and Hadith support this? Is it something which we invented? Is it something which is permissible, something which is impermissible? This is a very important topic which needs to be discussed. Unfortunately, we are in a time of fitna and fasad and turmoil in which people object to almost everything in deen of Islam. And one of the objections which people make is, you know, these awrad, these wazaif, which you do, reciting so and so amount of such and such thing after each namaz or before namaz or this or at night or in the morning. Why do you do it? Where's the proof? Just read the Quran, that is enough. So inshallah, to answer all of those objections, we will be discussing this topic. And it is something important, so I would request you to sit back, relax, and enjoy today's discussion, inshallah. Before we begin, let's all make some good intentions. Intentions are very important, and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has emphasized and taught us that the intention of a believer is better than his actions. So make good intentions that whatever we learn today, we will instill it, we will act upon it, we will practice it, and then inshallah, definitely we will pass the message on to others as well, so that they can also benefit as we are benefiting, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mulana Sahab, coming to you quickly, I think we should begin with the awrad and wazaif which people read. Is there any evidence of this from the Quran or the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the beginning of our discussion, I would like to mention a very beautiful narration regarding awrad and wazaif, which Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala also mentioned in Sahih Bukhari. He wrote this narration in Bukhari Sharif. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that once the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam appointed me to take care of the goods of zakat. So what happened that one night when I was sitting by the goods of zakat, so a person came and he stole something from that mal. I saw him, I caught him, and I told him that I will take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala who says that that person said that I am very poor, I have small children, I am very hungry, my children are very hungry. So please let me go, I will never come back. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala who says that I felt mercy for him, so I allowed him to go. Mm-hmm. Next day when I met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me that, oh Abu Huraira, what happened to your prisoner last night? Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that, I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I caught him stealing, but since he said that he is very poor, he is very hungry, his children are hungry, so I felt sorry for him, mercy for him, so I allowed him to go back. Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, oh Abu Huraira, this person is a big liar and he is going to come back tomorrow. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that since Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had informed me that he is going to come back, so I was very certain. So I was sitting and waiting for him.
Hmm.
And the same thing happened. He came and started stealing something from the goods of Zakat.
Hmm.
So I caught him again and told him that this is the second time. You promised yesterday that you will never come back. You will never do it. You will never steal again. So this time, you know, I will take you, definitely take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, he repeated the same thing. I am very poor, very needy. My children are poor. I don't have food at home. So therefore, you know, I was forced to come and steal. Hazrat Abu Huraira says that I felt sorry for him again. And out of mercy, due to mercy, I left him and let him go. Next day when I met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me again that what happened to the thief of last night. I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came again, he stole again, and I left him again. Because he mentioned the same story again and I felt sorry for him. Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, since he has the knowledge of unseen, he said that this person is a big liar and he is going to come back tomorrow. Hazrat Abu Huraira says that when the third night came, so this person came again and he started stealing and I caught him once again. And this time I told him that this time there is no way to go back. I will definitely take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because you have committed the same crime for the third time. And I'm not going to leave you. So he repeated the same story, but Hazrat Abu Huraira said, no, I'm not going to accept any of your excuses. I'm going to take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Abu Huraira says that this time he said that if you leave me and if you let me go back, I will tell you something which will benefit you. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala who says that, then I asked him, okay, tell me. So this person said that if you recite Ayatul Kursi, when you go to your bed before you sleep, if you recite Ayatul Kursi, so Allah Azza wa Jal will appoint an angel who will protect you throughout the night.
Right.
And shaitan will never be able to come closer to you that night. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that then I left him and released him. Next day, when he met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so Hazrat Abu Huraira says that when I met him, he asked me the same question again, that what happened to your prisoner last night? Hazrat Abu Huraira says that I told him the entire incident. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this person is a big liar, but what he has told you is truth.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, Abu Huraira, do you know who that person was? Hazrat Abu Huraira says that I said, no, I don't know Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it was shaitan.
Allah.
Who came in form of a human, told you his truth. This hadith paak, or this incident, teaches us many things. Number one is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the knowledge of unseen. He knew what happened yesterday and he knew what is going to happen tomorrow.
Right.
He knew who was that person and he knew what is going to tomorrow. Number two is this, that awrad and wazaif have the effect and benefits.
Right.
Ayatul Kursi is such a great wazifa that if a person recites it at night before he sleeps, Allah Azza wa Jal appoints an angel who protects him throughout the night. Likewise, you know, there are many other ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the excellence of Ayatul Kursi. One of the great excellences is that a person who recites Ayatul Kursi after every salah will enter Jannah. So first of all, you know, we should understand that there is a great excellence and great benefit of reciting Ayatul Kursi. And this is proven from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as you have asked me that, is it proven from Quran and hadith? Yes, it is proven from Quran. In fact, Quran says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Holy Quran that we send down in the Quran that which is a cure and mercy for the believers.
Ji.
Quran is shifa. In other place in Holy Quran, Allah says, قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءٌ. Say, O beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this Quran is a source of guidance and shifa, healing, cure for the believers. And Sahabi Rasul, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, says that Quran is a cure for all these diseases. And in fact, Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also said that khayru dawa'i al-Quran, the best medicine is Quran. You know, if we look at the history, if we look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Ikram, from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the last century, it was the practice of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that whenever they would go through any challenge, difficulty, calamity, sickness, illness, first of all, they would present themselves in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. They would connect themselves to the Allah Azza wa Jal.
Subhanallah.
And supplicate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, make dua for shifa in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And nowadays, even though it has not completely finished, there are still people who use Quran as a source of shifa, who read awrad and wazaif, who are habitual of reading awrad and wazaif daily, but gradually it has decreased a lot.
Right.
People are negligent. When a person is sick, so the very first person who comes in his mind is a doctor. When a person is having a legal issue, so the very first person who comes in his mind is a lawyer. If a person is going through a financial problem, so he thinks of his friends and relatives first. I'm not saying it is wrong. This world is the, a world of means and source, I'm not saying it is wrong. And people do help, when our relatives help, our friends help. Going to the doctor is also not wrong. Meeting a lawyer is also not wrong. But as a Muslim, the very first attention of a believer should be towards Allah Azza wa Jal. His first attention should be towards Allah Azza wa Jal. As Allah Azza wa Jal has said in Holy Quran, that Quran is shifa. And Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also said that Quran is shifa. I was just reading a very beautiful incident of the life of Hazrat Musa Kalimullah alayhi salatu wasalam.
So I'm cutting you. Inshallah, we'll listen to this incident after a short break. Listen to a beautiful kalam. And as soon as we return, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we are going to carry on with our discussion in which we are learning about the awrad, the wazaif, the invocations, and obviously its proof and permissibility from the Quran and the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very beautifully now, Mulana Sahib has just proven to us from the hadith and the Quran itself that definitely it is something which is permissible and in fact recommended, should be done in Islam. And coming to the important incident which Mulana Sahib is going to mention about Musa alayhi salam after this short kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Bula lo ya Rasulallah, bula lo ya Habiballah.
Raza kisi sage taiba ke paon bhi chume, raza kisi sage taiba ke paon bhi chume, ki tum aur aah ke اتنا دماغ لے کے چلے. پیارے اسلامی بھائیوں, مدینے کا سفر یہ عشق کا سفر ہے, دیوانگی کا سفر ہے. اللہ کریم یہ سفر عشق کے عالم میں نصیب فرمائے.
یا رب سوئے مدینہ مستانہ بن کے جاؤں, اس شمع دو جہاں کا پروانہ بن کے جاؤں. یا رب سوئے مدینہ, یا رب سوئے مدینہ مستانہ بن کے جاؤں, اس شمع دو جہاں کا پروانہ بن کے جاؤں.
ان کے سوا کسی کی دل میں نہ آرزو ہو, ان کے سوا کسی کی دل میں نہ آرزو ہو, ان کے سوا کسی کی دل میں نہ آرزو ہو, ان کے سوا کسی کی دل میں نہ آرزو ہو. دنیا کی ہر طلب سے بیگانہ بن کے جاؤں, دنیا کی ہر طلب سے بیگانہ بن کے جاؤں.
یا رب سوئے مدینہ مستانہ بن کے جاؤں, اس شمع دو جہاں کا پروانہ بن کے جاؤں. یا رب سوئے مدینہ, یا رب سوئے مدینہ مستانہ بن کے جاؤں, اس شمع دو جہاں کا پروانہ بن کے جاؤں.
بلا لو یا رسول اللہ, بلا لو یا حبیب اللہ, ہر گام ایک سجدہ, ہر گام یا حبیبی, ہر گام ایک سجدہ, ہر گام یا حبیبی, ہر گام ایک سجدہ, ہر گام یا حبیبی, ہر گام ایک سجدہ, ہر گام یا حبیبی. اس شان اس ادا کا مستانہ بن کے جاؤں, اس شان اس ادا کا مستانہ بن کے جاؤں.
یا رب سوئے مدینہ مستانہ بن کے جاؤں, اس شمع دو جہاں کا پروانہ بن کے جاؤں. یا رب سوئے مدینہ, یا رب سوئے مدینہ مستانہ بن کے جاؤں, اس شمع دو جہاں کا پروانہ بن کے جاؤں.
بلا لو یا رسول اللہ, بلا لو یا حبیب اللہ. لب پہ درود جاری, دل پر سرور تاری, لب پہ درود جاری, دل پر سرور تاری, لب پہ درود جاری, دل پر سرور تاری, لب پہ درود جاری, دل پر سرور تاری. اپنی حقیقتوں کا افسانہ بن کے جاؤں, اپنی حقیقتوں کا افسانہ بن کے جاؤں.
یا رب سوئے مدینہ مستانہ بن کے جاؤں, اس شمع دو جہاں کا پروانہ بن کے جاؤں. یا رب سوئے مدینہ, یا رب سوئے مدینہ مستانہ بن کے جاؤں, اس شمع دو جہاں کا پروانہ بن کے جاؤں.
بلا لو یا رسول اللہ, بلا لو یا حبیب اللہ. بہزاد اپنا عالم سمجھے گا کیا زمانہ, بہزاد اپنا عالم سمجھے گا کیا زمانہ, بہزاد اپنا عالم سمجھے گا کیا زمانہ, بہزاد اپنا عالم سمجھے گا کیا زمانہ. ہے فہم کا تقاضا دیوانہ بن کے جاؤں, ہے فہم
کا تقاضا دیوانہ بن کے جاؤں
یا رب سوئے مدینہ مستانہ بن کے جاؤں اس شمع دو جہاں کا پروانہ بن کے جاؤں یا رب سوئے مدینہ یا رب سوئے مدینہ مستانہ بن کے جاؤں اس شمع دو جہاں کا پروانہ بن کے جاؤں
صلی اللہ حبیب صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ, مرحبا, ویلکم بیک ٹو آور سلسلہ, اینڈ یو آر ونس اگین وتھ اس آن دا لائٹ آف گائیڈنس. بیفور دا بریک وی ور ڈسکسنگ وتھ آور گیسٹ مولانا آصف مدنی صاحب, اینڈ وی ڈسکسڈ ریگارڈنگ دا انووکیشنز, دی اوراد, دی وظائف, ہاؤ اٹ از پرمیسیبل ان دا لائٹ آف دی قرآن اینڈ دا حدیث آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And with that, we are now moving towards a wonderful incident which Mulana Sahab was about to mention before the break, but he could not complete. Ji, Mulana Sahab, about Musa alayhi salam.
Imam Razi mentioned this incident in Tafsir Kabir.
Ji.
He says that once Hazrat Musa Kalimullah alayhi salatu wa salam felt some pain in his stomach.
Ji.
So what did he do? He presented himself on the Mount Tur. Is supplicating in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. When we are sick, we go to the doctor. But look at the maqam, the rank of Hazrat Musa Kalimullah alayhi salatu wasalam. He presented himself on the Mount Tur in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and supplicated, Ya Allah, I am suffering with stomach pain.
Jee.
He was guided that go to the forest and eat a certain herb. You will get shifa. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to the jungle forest and he took that herb and ate it. Allah granted him shifa.
Subhanallah.
After some time, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went through the same pain again. He suffered
the same pain.
Since he knew the treatment, now he went straight to the forest. He took the same herb, but now the result was opposite. Instead of getting any relief, in fact, the pain increased even more. He could not understand this matter. He went back on the Mount Tur and supplicated in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Said, Ya Allah, I could not understand the matter.
Mm-hmm.
Same pain, same medicine, same treatment, but the result is different. Allah Azza wa Jal said that, O Musa, for the first time when you went to the forest and when you took that herb, my command was there and my will was there. Therefore, you got shifa.
Mm-hmm.
And this time you went without my command and my will was not there. Therefore, the result is opposite. Then Allah Azza wa Jal said that, O Musa, do you know that everything of this world is like a deadly poison?
Mm.
It's my name that turns it into shifa. So what do we understand? That whatever medication we take in this world, whether that is a medical medicine or herbal medicine or any other thing, it only becomes a source of shifa due to the blessings of the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla. One more thing we need to understand, that look at the blessings of awrad and wazaif, invocations. When do we go to the doctor? When we are sick?
When we are sick, right.
If we are not sick, then we don't go to the doctor. When we are sick, then we go to the doctor, then doctor advises some medication. And then, you know, medication, that medicine also takes some time.
Right.
Sometime, maybe 2 hours, 3 hours, maybe 1 or 2 days, maybe a week, then it takes some effect. But look at the blessings of awrad and wazaif.
Mm-hmm.
If a person is habitual of reading these awrad and wazaif invocations, the calamities and the difficulties and hurdles and sicknesses can be prevented in advance.
Mm-hmm.
As Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said in one hadith paak, that the person who recites Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shayun fil ardi wala fis samai wa huwa as-samiul alim 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening, lam tusibhu faj'atu bala, no sudden calamity will ever reach him, no sudden calamity will ever afflict him. And in one hadith paak, Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is a cure for 99 diseases, and the least of them is worry.
Subhanallah.
Least of them is
worry.
Everyone in this world is intention is worried nowadays.
Mm.
Sometimes, you know, they call and ask for wazifa. Here is the wazifa.
Mm-hmm.
Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself is teaching, giving you a wazifa that read this. And if a person reads this, so he can protect himself from all these diseases, sicknesses and calamities in advance.
Right.
And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith pak that one who recites La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah 100 times a day, he will never suffer with poverty. So it means that if a person wants to remain healthy, if a person wants to spend a luxury life, rich life, then he must do this.
Ji.
This wazifa will help him.
Subhanallah.
And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is teaching us.
Now, sir, can you repeat the wazifa one more time for our viewers?
If a person recites La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah 100 times every day, he will never suffer with poverty.
Subhanallah. A very beautiful wazifa for our viewers. Everyone today is complaining, financial burdens, stress, loans, debts, so many things. And the answer, or I would say the solution to all of these things. So make an intention, inshallah, and with this, try and recite some other wazaif. Nasa mentioned about the one you have to recite 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening. And besides that, whatever wazaif or awrad you are reciting, Durood Sharif is also a wazifa. Recite lots of Durood Sharif as well. Tasbih Fatima, you have Zikrullah, La ilaha illallah, and many other wazaif. Whatever you can, you should recite. You must read something. You know, reading is very important. First and foremost, you are getting the sawab and reward. Obviously, you're reading permissible things, you're reading Quran, you're reading the name of Allah, you're mentioning the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with that, there's also lots of benefits. So we must try and include some wazaif in our daily routine, inshallah. We will take a short break now and listen to some beautiful pearls. And as soon as we return, inshallah, we will carry on our discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The beloved and greatest and final Prophet and Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, has stated, Kun fi dunya ka anaka ghareeb aw aabir as-sabeel. Be in the world as if you are a stranger. Oh, second, is aabir as-sabeel, like a traveler. We've heard this, haven't we? Yes, live in the world as if you are a traveler. A traveler does not become attached to things. A traveler does not spend or waste a large amount of time on trivial matters or trivial things of the world. No, he has a destination to reach, a destination, a place to get to. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam says, live in the world like a stranger. You have not become too familiar with worldly things. Oh, like a traveler, where you are waiting at the bus stop, you are waiting at the train station, but how much thought do you give to your surroundings, to what is within that place? Your thought is on the destination itself. Our destination of success, eternal success, happiness and bliss, is Jannah. That's our destination, and our thoughts, our time should be in preparation for the Akhirah, in preparation to attain eternal salvation in paradise, inshallah azza wa jal. So live in the world as if you're a stranger. Don't become too familiar with the world, because this world is temporary. Or aabir as-sabeel, or just like a traveler, you are moving from one place to another. This world is transitory, this world is temporary. Do remember that. May Allah Ta'ala bless you all. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah. Welcome back. Marhaba, marhaba. We are discussing the awrad and the wazaif, the excellence, the fadail, the blessings of this. in the light of the Quran and the Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And before the break, Mulan Sab left us with a very powerful wazifa, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. 100 times if you recite this inshallah daily, then poverty will not reach you. So yes, every person wants to make sure that they come out of that danger and red zone of financial burdens. So this is a wazifa to all of you. Mulan Sab, some more wazaif which you would like to share with our viewers in this.
Normally what happens, Hafiz, that when someone is sick, if a child is sick, wife is sick, so what happens that they look for amilin. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught certain wazaif that you don't need to go anywhere, you can do at home. You can do yourself. Ayat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says that when anyone in our family would become sick, Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read Mu'awwazatain and blow on him or her. Mu'awwazatain means the Surah Falak and Surah Nas. Everyone knows this Surah. Surah Falak means Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falak. This Surah, and Surah Nas means Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. So everyone can read this. Likewise, you know, Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi alayhim ajmain would read Surah Fatiha and would blow on a sick person. And Allah Azza wa Jalla would grant the sick person shifa. Once 30 Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were going somewhere, they were on a journey. So a person came and asked them that our chief has been stung by the scorpion. Do you have any treatment for him? He's suffering with a lot of pain. So one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala said that, yes, I have that treatment. So he went with him, and what did he do? He read Surah Fatiha Sharif and blew on him. Allah Azza wa Jal granted me shifa. Who can't do this? Who doesn't know Surah Fatiha? Surah Fatiha's other name is, one of the names of Surah Fatiha is Surah Shifa. So everyone knows Surah Fatiha. So read Surah Fatiha and blow on a sick person. If a person has headache, fever, or any other problem, any sickness, Surah Fatiha is shifa for all the diseases. So read Surah Fatiha, O Mu'awwazatain, or read Ayatul Kursi even. Read something from Quran and blow on him. Each and every ayat of the Holy Quran is shifa. So entire Quran is shifa. So there are certain wazaif as well. I will mention some other wazaifs at the end of our discussion as well. But what I'm trying to say is that as a Muslim, we should have some knowledge about this as well, that besides the medical treatment, we should, what you go, learn about the spiritual treatment as well.
Mulan Sahab, a problem which many people have, unfortunately, is they recite lots of wazaif. And some people recite too much wazaif. You know, every wazifa they get, they start reciting for 100 problems which they have. And then they say that, Mulan Sahab, asar nahi hai, there's no effect. You know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, whole day I'm reading. Give me no blessings, no barakah in my business. You know, everyone is sick. I have this problem, tension, stress. So, you know, there's no benefit in the wazifa which I am reciting. What's the reason behind this?
One of the main reasons is the weakness of their faith. They don't have a strong faith. Their faith is not strong.
Right.
First of all, you know, when you go to the doctor, so when he advises you some medication, what does he tell you? You must not eat this. You must avoid this. You must avoid this. You must avoid this.
Right.
You must take this medication on time. Don't take before the meal, take after the meal. You know, he tells you many precautions. So the way a medication which is given by a doctor has some manners, likewise, awrad and wazaif also have some manners. One of the manners is faith, that you must have this strong faith. You know, like I was reading incident of Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You know, Hajjaj bin Yusuf was an oppressive ruler.
Right.
He killed, he martyred many Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi alayhim ajmain, and now it was his plan to kill and martyr Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So finally, his this wish was also fulfilled. He got hold of Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, who he sent his soldiers to arrest him. They arrested him and brought him to Hajjaj bin Yusuf. So Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, who was standing in front of him. So Hajjaj bin Yusuf asked him that, do you know why did I bring you here? He said, no, I don't know. He said that I brought you here so that I may kill you. in a severe manner. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala who said that you will never be able to kill me. Now see, he was famous as an oppressive ruler. Army was his, court was his. He was a strong ruler. He was famous as an oppressive ruler. He was holding a sword in his hand. And Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala who is telling him that you will never be able to kill me. So Hajjaj bin Yusuf asked him that, why are you saying this? What can stop me from killing you?
Right.
In fact, I call you for this reason.
Right.
So Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught me a dua. And I have read that dua.
Subhanallah.
That dua is long actually. I won't be able to read now. So Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala said that I have read that dua. And Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me that whosoever will read this dua, no one will be able to harm me. So you can never be able to kill me. This was his strong faith, strong belief that this dua, the dua which I have read, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told me that after you read this one, no one will be able to harm you. So even if he is standing here with, you know, holding sword in his hand, he can never be able to kill me. Now after that, Hajjaj bin Yusuf spoke to him for a while and then he respectfully released him and let him go. He went back. Now one of the soldiers said to Hajjaj bin Yusuf that, what have you done? You arrested him for killing him, for, you know, that was the reason you sent us to arrest him, and he was here in front of you, you know, you had complete hold of him and you never killed him. What happened? He said that by the time when I was speaking to him, I saw two lions on his shoulders. And whenever I was speaking to him, they were leaping towards me. And I did not let him go. Rather, I protected my own life. I saved myself.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
So what helped Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu? His strong faith. He had read that wazifa, that dua. So first of all, the belief should be strong. Number two, that we don't know. Allah Azza wa Jal is Alimul Ghaib.
Right.
We don't know how many calamities, difficulties, you know, were going to descend upon us. And maybe, you know, a heart attack was meant to occur, but it reduced to a small muscle pain.
Right.
You know, maybe a big calamity was going to happen. Maybe, you know, my shop was supposed to burn, but it reduced to the decrement of the sale.
Right.
Many a times it happens, we see in the news as well. We hear, you know, a car met an accident. There were four people inside. One died, two became injured, and one remained safe.
Nothing
happened to him. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So there are many things which happen in our life or which were supposed to happen, but if you say that I read wazaif, I read awrad and wazaif, but there is no effect, I don't see any asar is there, but you don't see. You don't see. It is the blessings of these awrad and wazaif or these duas that due to the blessings of these awrad and wazaif, Allah Azza wa Jal has protected you from all these calamities.
Right.
Many a times it happens that, you know, we are just walking on the road. A car passes by very closely. You know, we take a breath and then we say, shukr to Allah Azza wa Jal who has protected me. So how all of a sudden, you know, this happened and you are still living.
Subhanallah.
So this is the blessings of awrad and wazaif. And besides all this, when we are reading wazaif, we must take care of the manners of the wazaif and try to keep yourself neat and clean. Perform namaz as well. If you are, you know, habitual of reading wazaif and you don't perform salah, which is farz actually, so how will you see the effect of the wazaif?
Beautiful words and thought-provoking words. I also learned a lot, all of us learned a lot, that definitely all of these things will only have a benefit if there is something from your side, some ibadat. In fact, not some, all the ibadat, obviously, all the lawazimat, you know, they say, the necessities which are related to the wazifa, which every person needs to make sure they are carrying that out. Inshallah, we'll take one more break and listen to some of the pearls. And as soon as we return, we are towards the conclusion of our episode, Munasab. We'll just share with us if one, two wazaif, inshallah, for the viewers, and then we will take your leave and ijazah. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Remember that where Muslims have many other rights over one another, one of them is to visit a Muslim when he falls sick. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, a Muslim has five rights over another Muslim: replying to salam, visiting a sick person, going along with his funeral, accepting his invitation, and replying to alhamdulillah upon sneezing. Visiting a sick Muslim is quite a desirable action. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gave the order for this and included it in the rights of Muslims over one another. In ahadith, the excellence of visiting a sick person are also stated. Let's listen to some of those ahadith as well. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, feed a hungry person, visit a sick person, and get a prisoner released. In another hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, when a Muslim visits his Muslim brother, he remains in the garden of paradise till he comes back from there. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are many benefits of visiting another Muslim who is sick. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has said, the one who performed wudu well and then visited his sick Muslim brother with the intention of reward, he will be taken away from Jahannam by a distance of 70 years. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, when a person goes to visit a sick person, this is such a blessed and accepted action that he walks in the garden of paradise. When he sits, mercy overshadows him. If it is in the morning time, 70,000 angels supplicate for mercy for him till the evening. And if it is evening, 70,000 angels supplicate for mercy for him till the morning. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, as long as a person visits a sick person, he remains blessed with mercy until he returns from there. As long as he remains sitting with him, he remains blessed with mercy.
Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, welcome back. Marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. Quickly, we were discussing the awrad and the wazaif, which everyone should recite. And coming towards Munasab, in the last 2 minutes or 3 minutes, if you can please share some awrad and wazaif for our viewers and our listeners.
Ulama-i Kiram, they have written some awrad and wazaif in the light of Quran and Hadith. That whoever recites Suratul Fatiha 100 times, and then makes a supplication, his prayer will be accepted.
Subhanallah.
Many a times people complain that our duas are not accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Do this wazifa. Duas are always accepted. This is actually a misunderstanding or lack of knowledge. People think that our duas are not accepted. I'm not going to into the detail of this. But whoever recites Surah Fatiha 100 times and then he makes dua, his dua will be accepted.
Inshallah.
By reciting Suratul Baqarah, Shaitan flees from the house.
Subhanallah.
Reciting Ayatul Kursi removes neediness and poverty. Whoever regularly recites Suratul Kahf will be protected from the trials of Dajjal. Reciting Surah Yasin every Friday at the grave of parents results in forgiveness equal to the number of its letters for the one who recites it. Reciting Surah Dukhan removes difficulties. Very important wazifa which I'm going to share now. If Surah Al-Jathiyah is recited over a dying person, it is hoped that he will die upon Iman.
Subhanallah.
Surah Al-Jathiyah. Whenever we visit a sick person and we feel that it is his, maybe it is his last time, last few minutes, last few moments, we should recite Yasin Sharif as well as Suratul Jathiya. We hope, Ulama-i Ikram have mentioned that there is a hope that he will die with Iman.
Subhanallah.
Reciting Suratul Hujurat and blowing water after recitation is beneficial for blessings in the home. Reciting Suratul Rahman 11 times fulfills all needs. Whoever recites Suratul Waqia daily will never suffer from poverty. Whoever recites Suratul Mulk every night will be protected from the punishment of the grave.
Subhanallah.
Reciting Suratul Muzzammil 11 times makes every difficulty easy. Reciting Suratul Mujadala near a sick person brings relief from pain. Reciting Suratul Naziat removes the difficulty of death.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Reciting Suratul Duha brings back a person who has run away.
Subhanallah.
So I have a long list of all these wazaif. If I read, then I need another 10 minutes to finish this.
Jazakallah, Masab. But alhamdulillah, inshallah, we hope that all those who are listening to these wazaif, try and include, inshallah, some of these in your daily routine. With this, we come to the conclusion of today's discussion. Remember, instill the love of the beloved Rasulullah in your hearts, in your mind. This love of the beloved Rasulullah is the base of Iman, the base of everything. You have this love by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you, inshallah, in our coming discussions. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Till we meet again, sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.